Hello again and welcome to Verulam Sport Podcasting. This is your host, Tony Rice. Now, I'm excited for this because regular Verulam Sport listeners will no doubt know the name. St. Columbkilles Gaelic Football Club. They are indeed one of the gems in the sporting crown of St. Albans. But it's been a little while since we've spoken to them. And to set the record straight, to give you all the St. Columbkilles updates, it's one of their star men. It is the mighty Shane Gill. Welcome back to Verulam Sport, Shane. How are you?
I'm not too bad, Tony. Thanks very much for having us back after this tumultuous time.
Goodness, it's a great word, and I think an apt one. Lots I want to talk to you about, but since you brought that up, I think it's very appropriate indeed. One of the things that's astonished me in this challenging period, talking to lots of different people at all different levels of sport. I mean, I get it. It's impacted us all. I do get that. But what can I do? I'm a sportscaster. I talk to people involved in the world of sport. And it's astonished me how people have had that amazing human adaptability, that ability to innovate. And I guess I'm intrigued to learn, Shane, just kind of encapsulate how you at St. Columbkilles have had to do precisely that.
No problem. No problem at all. So we made excellent use of what we're using now, Zoom. We made massive use of the social media, and we got all the underage players to get involved in putting together videos of the training regimes. And we got we had a PT who actually moved back to Ireland, who agreed to do some sessions with us over the lockdown. So that was cast out to all of our senior team, and it was both men and women. It was really, really well received.
I love that, and I love that fact that just in that kind of nutshell, one of the things that I've always massively appreciated about you guys there at St. Columbkilles is the fact that it is such a family ethos, isn't it? You have that men's team, you have that very successful ladies, and you run right down to the youth. I guess for me, that is so important, and it keeps you fighting, doesn't it? That feeds the next level up, doesn't it? The youth and the ladies and the men all uniting.
It absolutely does. It's the looking up to see what's above you is key to progression, I think.
Absolutely. And we're going to drill in now into those exciting foundations. But I just got to talk to you because, again, it is a sports show. There's this little kick around happening in a matter of hours. England against Denmark. The winner of that will face Italy in Sunday's showcase final at Wembley. What's your take? I mean, are you buying the hype that football's coming home, Shane?
I'm not quite sure if it's definitely going to, but I must admit there is a significant amount of interest and the amount of support behind it. So, you know, let's watch this space, see how it rolls out. But, you know, we've got plenty of members who are England fans, who are, you know, diehard England fans, and not necessarily have any Irish background. So, you know, we have to support some element of that for them.
Hey, listen, to be fair, for me, I mean, I don't go back 55 years to 66. I've seen the videos and the legend, but all that years of hurt means I've got to keep my toes firmly on terra firma just now. I'll believe it when it happens. We'll see. Just real quickly though, because a guy who has pivoted, one of the greatest footballers all time, in my opinion, Roy Keane. Now, in my humble opinion, merely one of the finest exponents of the art of football punditry. I think he's really just wears his heart on his sleeve, and you've got to respect that. Obviously, hailing from Cork, four-time All-Ireland champions. Just give us a flavour of what that man might have experienced in that Cork upbringing, the Cork culture of Gaelic football.
Absolutely. Roy, bless him. He's like Marmite for people. People either love him or hate him.
And I love him. To be honest, I love him.
Yeah. I think I'm on the same camp. I think there's a very, very large following, and people love his audacity and kind of, you know, straightness, I think, in that respect. He, like every other person growing up, picked up a football or a hurley and slither and got stuck into it. And then obviously he chose his path, which was soccer or football for everybody in the UK. And I think that was something that he showed his talent for. And obviously it was recognised over in Man United and elsewhere. So fair play to him.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate that. But what I love also is we've already addressed what a culture you guys have established there. I was going back a few years enjoying some mighty fine taffy juice at your ranch for your awards night. And I was almost had to put the sunglasses on, rock star style indoors, for the sheer amount of bling that was on display. And I know you've built upon that since then. So a great foundation. But Shane, obviously any great sporting team can never rest on those laurels. And I know just back in June, exciting times. Talk to me about the new kit, both for the men's and the ladies, and how that obviously, these little 1%ers add up on the pitch, I believe.
Yeah, no problem at all. So luckily, we reached out to one of our incumbent sponsors, and they go by the name of ECS Group, who's a Roscommon man named Martin Reynolds, and he's decided to further pump significant amount of money as the principal sponsor for the club. So that's mainly the senior men, senior ladies, and then cascaded down to about under 14 level.
Perfect.
We also had an injection of sponsorship from a newcomer, from a person by the name of Gary Gallagher, who runs another pipe laying firm. You might see their vans when they're laying kind of Thames water and stuff like that. And he decided to sponsor the underage kits. So that was really, really good to see. Now we've got a kind of two levels, or we've got a renewed interest in both ends of the club. So that was really, really positive. On top of that, to try and further the amount of attention that we're trying to gather in the local area, we've ran what's called a Super Games, Tony. And the Super Games is basically a chance to run a large kind of exhibition or skills day. And this is attracted to everybody, whether they've got any Irish in them or absolutely none. We extended to the local area, to St. Albans. And we had, as well as everybody who normally comes down, we also reached out to 15 brand new families who came down and took up the sport for the first time ever. No Irish blood or anything in it, just decided to come down and give it a go. So that was a massive, massive result for us as a club.
I bet the atmosphere must have been amazing. I think there was something like 170 plus youngsters getting on, finding those new skills, just falling in love with your great sport.
There was indeed. Over 170. I was car park marshal that day, so it was a very, very busy time. But I must say, reach out to the committee that are there, newly headed up by our first ever female chairwoman, Rebecca Carroll Griffin, and it was a monumental success in terms of increasing audience and increasing reach in the local area.
And I love that as well, because what you are, what you represent, and it's great to hear you mention several times that you don't have to be Irish or Celtic extraction or second, third generation. It's open to everybody. But nevertheless, it is a massive part of the Irish culture, isn't it? Gaelic sports, Gaelic football, curling, whatever it might be. And I love the fact that you are almost, well, quite literally, ambassadors here in St. Albans, in the Hertfordshire area, for this great sport and its culture. Just give me an insight into how important that role is.
Oh, it's absolutely crucial, Tony. It's something that we wear with pride. I think a lot of us believe that we come out of the womb with our county colours on, and we kind of take that over to Hertfordshire itself. And you know, a testament to the ladies' teams, both young and old, they're flying the flag as best they can, because they're reaching the upper ends of the UK at the moment, and they've also gone over to do some of the World Games last year, I think, as we spoke about last year, which is brilliant, absolutely fantastic to see something like that happening. So, yeah, it's important for us to be ambassadors and that sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely, and again, seriously, one of the finest, most successful sporting infrastructures that we have here in St. Albans. And that's interesting to me, because I'm fascinated by the culture of success. Because when I first started to engage with you guys, going back a few years now, it wasn't like that happened by some kind of magic wand. There was a period of time of the doldrums, wasn't there? And you had to refocus, reframe. And I guess now a new sponsorship comes in. Great that it's kids there. Great, this new lease of life. But I mean, you've worked really hard to get there, haven't you?
We have indeed. It's been a long old process, but ever growing, I think, is the best way to look at it.
Absolutely, and it's only going to go forwards with strength. I've got no doubt in my head about that. So again, wonderful Super Games weekend. Wonderful for the fact that that's open to all. Love the fact that ladies, youngsters, just it covers all the bases. It's amazing. But maybe somebody's just listening to this for the first time and they've never heard of Gaelic football. For me, I wouldn't pitch myself as a connoisseur of it, but I appreciate the speed of it and the kind of the conflict that goes on in there. Just give that person, never heard of Gaelic football before, just a snapshot of why it is such a tremendous sport.
It's no problem. So it's a sport that's accessible to all, whether you're consider yourself fast, slow, strong, weak, whatever way you want to look at it. There's an area on the pitch for you. It's a mix between football and rugby. I think is the easiest way to explain it without being derogatory towards the sport itself. but it's something that you can pick up and you can master with a good bit of practice, and that's what makes it accessible.
But I guess like all sports, it has that accessibility, which is tremendous and key. But to get real rather good, you got to get focused in on those little nuances and those little kind of, the particulars of it, I guess.
Absolutely, absolutely. Practice makes perfect. And we've all, most of us have kicked the ball against the wall four or 5,000 times in our spare time. So, yeah, it's absolutely crucial.
Now, if you're listening to this, I'm sure many of you are enthused. And again, you don't have to be Irish. I mean, probably already in your blood if you are, but it doesn't really matter. If you're listening to this and you're just interested to know more, I would heartily recommend getting involved with guys at St. Colm Kills, because they are a really fun, family-focused team, albeit that culture of success is important. They will not lose sight of that, but they'll embrace everybody. Shane, crucially, remind me and those listening precisely how they can learn more and engage with you guys.
No problem at all. So log on to Facebook and go to our Instagram or Twitter and look for St. Colm Kills GAC, and you'll find us at the very top there. We also have stcolmkills.co.uk, and you'll find us also there where you can get in contact with myself or one of the other trainers on the team.
And do that, because I tell you what, you won't regret it. And look, I'm a big believer in this. Try things. Because if you try it and you fall in love with it, then that's a massive win. If you try it and you don't, well, you've got a story to tell. You've learned a little something. So give it a try. Shane, remind me again, and those listening, once more, to do that, to give it a whirl, to embrace your great sport. What's the best way to do precisely that?
No problem at all. Straight onto the social media outlets and look for St. Colm Kills GAC.
Awesome. Shane, it's been a while. It's been great to catch up. I'm looking forward to keeping in touch and no doubt learning more about continued success based on phenomenal foundations. But for now, for tonight, I want to say a big thank you. Appreciate your time massively.
Perfect. Thanks a million, Tony.